If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Playing Piano Man in honor of John Feinstein, who sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 69, took us all by surprise.
Definitely surprised by that text yesterday afternoon.
Terrible news. Our condolences go to his family, his children, all of his family. Really a beloved, EB's called him a complicated figure, and it's true, but beloved, and man, just a monster in the industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I mentioned this earlier. Yeah. Our show was really modeled in 1995 after the Sports Reporters. Kind of probably why we started with ties, yeah, and we dressed up and we were four guys.
A younger, hipper version.
We were younger. Exactly.
Kind of.
I think we might even been described that way in one of the early articles about our cable access TV show. But it was modeled after the Sports Reporters, which at the time was kind of a new show. Like, we had never seen a show like that where they took a lot of guys from the Washington Post, Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon, and John Feinstein, mm-hmm, and paired them with some of the biggest sports writers in the country, like Mitch Albom, who was Detroit, Bill Conlon, who was Philadelphia. I think there was William Roden, who was like L.A., I believe. Mm-hmm. And Feinstein was big for that. And then, of course, the books and Season on the Brink. And, man, Just the accomplishments are unreal.
Yeah, his impact on the industry, and the words you're seeing describe John, and you kind of, you've known it all along, but when you get to know someone after a while, even though our relationship was largely through the radio, you just kind of take for granted. But, titan, legendary, icon, these are the words that people are using to describe John because of his impact on the industry. And I know I was trying to say last segment that when, Season on the Brink came out, it was just such a historic book. I read it. I made sure later that because I'm kind of cheap. I think the first one I bought was paperback.
Bought a used version?
I wanted to get a hardback of it. But every book, the baseball book, remember it, like that was like Christmas when that book came out. The tennis book that he did. Good Walk Spoiled, the Army Name. I mean, these books, it got to a point where you couldn't keep up. He wrote too many books. He started writing children's books. He started writing novels.
He was grinding it out.
Yeah, and it blows your mind.
10 years.
Like, if you go into a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and I know there's not that many of those these days, and he basically has there'll be a whole shelf.
Yeah, he owned the section.
A whole shelf in the sports section. It's not just a little sliver. It's like,
yeah, and it's not just
volumes
because he just wrote books. He wrote impactful, best-selling killers.
And I don't know that he ever made money off of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
But Hard Knocks and those type of shows, mm-hmm, Feinstein was doing it before.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got inside the locker room and gave you what Bobby Knight was really like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is really what we now are kind of used to with social media. We're used to it with shows like Hard Knocks, but that didn't exist. The world that he showed didn't exist but for John Feinstein.
Yeah. I mean, it just the stories, his memory, his ability to recall dates. He wasn't perfect, but he was pretty darn good at it.
His memory was absurd.
Just, you know, he could just recall where a situation was, what hole, you know, the pairing, you know, what round the tournament game was, who he's sitting next.
And look, those details showed in his writing. Like, if you read the books, he had details.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, on a personal front, I remember writing Still Barking. All right. I'm not a writer. Mm-hmm. I'm not a trained journalist. I went to law school, but I never learned how to write any sort of book. So I decided to put the book together and I feel good about it. But I reached out to certain people to do testimonials. I was a little sheepish to ask him because he's a real author, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I am a real author, but in my head.
He's a legend.
Right.
He's a legend. New York Times bestsellers on his resume.
You're nothing.
You got zippy.
Exactly.
You're nothing.
You're capturing my perspective. You don't need to keep rubbing it in.
You're emphasizing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
you're a nothing.
I get it. I'm trying to tell you that's how I felt.
That's more important than John being a Titan. You're a nothing.
Right. But I sent him an email. And actually, before I had decided to self-publish the book with Dennis Tuttle, I reached out to John and a few others. Should I go with an agent or should I go this route? And he gave me about a half an hour on the phone, and he wasn't really in one corner or the other. He was like, well, if you go this route, these are the pros and cons. And if you go this route, these are the pros and cons. So then I sent him the email, and this is really about us. This is what he wrote about the Junkies. I've had the pleasure of working with JP Flame and his three partners and pals, Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, and John Cakes Auville. We don't always agree with one another, but we always have fun. I think having fun is the reason why so many people have listened to the Junkies for so many years. Agree with them, disagree with them, they never take themselves too seriously. That's why I think JP deciding to write a book about how it all happened is a wonderful idea. These guys have been together forever and have endured because they really are friends and really do love sports. JP's is a story worth telling and worth reading. And I really appreciate him for doing that. And Jason kind of referred to this earlier in the show. Think about where it started. That relationship started in terms of a personal level at Cole Field House.
Yes.
When he was with Kornheiser and kind of looked at you and EB like, who are these idiots?
Who are these idiots in the locker room?
Yeah, who are these guys wearing Levi's in the locker room?
We were butt size to be in the locker room.
We liked it.
Imagine Valdez in there. That's what it was like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Candy store.
You had in there. You were in there, but you didn't have like those pads that all the reporters.
Oh no, we had nothing.
You know what I mean?
We just wanted to be in there.
We just wanted to say hi to Gary.
I had no questions. In fact, I didn't want anybody to look at me. I just wanted to wander around.
Just two giant fanboys.
We literally were just wandering around.
And that's why Kornheiser and Feinstein, they noticed that.
Right. They were like, who are these kids?
They essentially were like,
they let anybody in these days.
Yes.
Right. Where are the standards?
Hey, that's LaRonde Prophet.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, we built a relationship with John. And yes, it was mostly on the radio. But I think we truly can call each other friends.
Oh, for sure. And I think you're going to hear this a lot. And I know Drab's worried that I'm going to say something bad or something. I'm not going to say anything bad. But John was a complicated guy who he had a huge heart. I don't think there's any question about that, right? And he's always trying to fight for justice and equality and all those things. There's no question about it. His heart was in the right place. But that heart, and I can relate to this because I think I kind of have a big heart too. You go at it with people. And if you disagree, so one minute he can be incredibly touching, and then the next minute he call you a moron, and he just had that polarizing, and when somebody described him as fearless, I do think he lived his life kind of fearlessly because he didn't care if he was a bull in a china shop and he had an opinion that upset others.
Yeah,
if he thought he was on the righteous spot,
he wasn't backing off.
He was, and sometimes I think he was on the wrong spot.
Well,
big time, but it didn't matter. He thought he was on the right spot, and he meant it, and that's okay.
I talked to his brother a couple different times because his brother's a member at River Bend. If I was out at River Bend and I saw him, I would say, hey, what's up, Bob? How you doing? We would talk about John. He understood that. His brother understood that wholeheartedly about it.
You read it in the quote. He said, some people love him, some people hate him, but you definitely had a feeling about him.
Yeah.
But I'd say more often, the thing that I get the most pleasure with, because John and I would go back and forth sometimes off air, but we found a common ground on the show. And I did get a kick out of his stories. And I did have tremendous respect for what he... When I first met him, I was starstruck.
Yeah.
Well, how could you not be?
I mean, he's so huge in the biz. I don't think I've ever met a writer before and been starstruck. I mean, right. I was freaking starstruck when I first met John.
He definitely carried himself with a presence. Now, it could be an intimidating presence. Valdez was saying during the break, the first time you met him, there was an intimidation factor.
Well, I read all of his books. I grew up watching him, and I kind of looked up to him.
Of course.
And first seeing him, I was intimidating. I was intimidated by him.
Right, and he had that way about him. But he had so many charming little quirks, too, about him that we could all relate to. The parking issues that he constantly would bitch about.
Animal.
He was
John
a spirit
Bonsi,
animal with that. And
you know what we miss? He hated to fly. He would just drive everywhere.
Could relate to that. Yeah. So many relatable things.
And you could push his buttons, but in a fun way. Like, somebody tweeted this, and it was a reminder, and maybe that's the tournament that's happening right now. Every year, we would ask him about the fifth major, the players, would annoy him to no end.
Sometimes, honestly, I'll pull back the curtain. Sometimes we would ask him a question knowing it was going to go off.
Right.
Like, yes. Who's going to ask him about Rizzo?
Right.
Because he just would go off
everybody
on certain
has
things.
Triggers.
Yeah, you're going to ask him about, if you ask him about Dan, he's going to do the Dan story, or you know what I mean? If you ask him about Rizzo, he's going to do the shutdown thing.
Is the players' championship going on right now?
Yes. Yeah.
So he'd be triggered.
Here's what else would trigger him if he was late to this. We are running late. Yes. And we got to him late.
You have to tell. You have to be honest and say what would happen early on if you called John 30
well,
seconds.
I can
early.
Tell you that Brett reached out to me yesterday and he sent me a text, and then we had a little back and forth. And he reminded me. He said he yelled at me for calling him 2 minutes before going on the air. He wanted 30 seconds or less.
Right. Look, he's official. The guy wrote 100 books.
He didn't have time for
BS. He has to be efficient with his time. He can't sit on the phone and wait to come on with us for 3 extra minutes.
I think it's kind of actually shaped our show forever. It actually irks me. A lot of things irk me. This irks me is that if a guest is on the line, everyone goes, "The guest is on the line." And I think it's because of John. Like, as far as I'm concerned.
You don't want him chilling for like 2 minutes.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, we're more important right now. Like, it's our show. We'll get to the guest when we get to the guest, but everyone panics that the guest is on the line, and it's because we've been scarred by John getting yelled at for waiting on the line.
There may be something to that.
I listen to plenty of shows where guys are on the line, and they say, "I'll get to them in a second," and you're talking, and you get to them, and you know, whatever. It irks me that we have to stop what we're doing immediately to get to the guest, but I believe it's shaped by John.
All right, we've got Barry Zwerluga joining us in about 10 minutes, one of his colleagues from the Washington Post, Mike Wilbon. At 9 o'clock, we played a clip of Wilbon on PTI earlier in the show, and I think he used the two words that I remember, charming, infuriating, and that is kind of John Feinstein. But here are some highlights that we put together. John Feinstein, may rest in peace.
I was having dinner in a restaurant here in Potomac with my ex-wife. This is 14 years ago. I remember because it was the week my dad died. And Snyder came in with his wife and another couple. And the manager came over and said, "Mr. Snyder wants to buy you a bottle of wine." And my first instinct was to say, "No, thank you." But my wife said, "Look, you got to do it, because otherwise he's going to say you put out an olive branch and you turned it down." So I said, "Okay, please thank Mr. Snyder and tell him I'd like to buy his table dessert, you know, even it up." As we were walking out, I stopped at the table and I put my hand out and I said, "Dan, thanks so much for the bottle of wine. That was very gracious of you." And he turned on me and said, "Yeah, I was really thrilled to buy a bottle of wine for a guy who's been blanking on me for years." Uh-huh. Now, this is in a social situation with his wife, my wife, the other guy's wife. And I looked at him. I said, "Dan, if you have any issues with me, I'm happy to talk to you about it. I'll buy you lunch right here. But this is not the time or the place." And then he turned to my wife and said, "How does your husband sleep at night, huh? How does he sleep at night writing the things he does about people?" My wife said, "He sleeps fine." You know, and we walked out. I gave the bottle of wine back to the manager and told him to give it to Mr. Snyder. And you know, why do that? Was he just being a bully? Maybe trying to be a bully. I said to him, "Dan, I'll talk to you anytime, any place." He said, "I don't talk to the media during the season." I said, "Well, you just did."
So do you think Shire will be successful?
Who knows? I mean, who knows? When Mike Krzyzewski was 38-47 at the end of the 1983 season, his third year, how many people were predicting that he'd be successful, much less become, quote-unquote, Coach K? Yeah.
They wanted Shire him fired. Has,
what?
I said a lot of fans wanted him fired.
Most fans wanted him fired.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Tom Butters, when I did the Legends Club, Tom Butters, who was the athletic director who hired Krzyzewski and stuck with him after those first 3 years, brought a box with him when we met. And in the box were a slew of letters from people written to him in 1983, basically saying, if you don't fire him, we'll never give Duke another penny. And in that same box were letters from the same people 7 years later when the Celtics were trying to hire him, saying, do whatever you have to do to keep him. But one of the coolest things about it is on Friday night, football players from Army and Navy, former football players, meet at a bar. It's an Irish bar in Philly when it's in Philly. And they find another place when it's somewhere else. And they meet, and, you know, and they drink, and they give each other a hard time and all that. And at midnight, they all gather around the bar, and one guy from Army and one guy from Navy hold up their glasses, and they say, Elton. As a tribute to Alton Grizzard, who was Navy's captain in 1990 and was killed while training to be a Navy SEAL 3 years later. And it's just, you'll never see anything cooler than that. And it makes you cry, and the guys talk about Grizzard and what a tough guy he was and why everybody respected him so much. And then, of course, you were there, Matt. You know, when they play those alma maters, nothing like it.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I texted Denny McCarthy. I told him I was jealous he gets to look at Nelly Korda's legs for all weekend.
Trying to get John in trouble.
Pretty much how guys are going to
what? How am I getting John in trouble?
I don't know. He's going to comment on it. All right. Thank you, John.
All right.
There you go.
I actually laughed.
Yes, Jason laughing.
That must have been 10 years
ago. Document that, please. Send that to the Radio Hall of Fame archives.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, John. You know,
another takeaway is that John Feinstein helped turn Matt Valdez into one of the world's biggest Army Navy marks.
He converted
That's
me.
True.
Yeah,
it's a great book. If you haven't read his Army Navy football book, go pick it up.
Yeah.
It's a great book. And he converted me.
Right.
You're trying to get us all to go.
Yeah.
He agrees with me.
Yeah.
Everyone who's a college football fan should experience it once in their life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never been more right about anything.
And one thing I'll say is that, you know, as John's career endured, I do true. And we said this when, you know, our relationship on the air ended a couple months ago, that I know that him being on the show for him and for us was meaningful. Mm-hmm. And especially, I think, to him, because, you know, he's getting up there in years and wasn't necessarily having, you know, the same amount of
energy.
Appearances on television, or what I mean? Because your career starts to wind down at some point. And we were something that he always looked forward to. And it's never been more obvious than when we said that after 13 years, John was no longer going to be a weekly guest. The outrage on social media that we got.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, when people found out that John had just suddenly passed, just the heartbrokenness of our audience. I mean, you know, you tweet one thing, you get 500 responses. If I tweet something, you know, about my golf game, you get one response. I mean, John passing just impacted so many people. I mean, it's just really... I mean, I'm getting messages right now. Got them all day yesterday. I'm sure you guys did too.
I got messages.
What happened
from people
to Feinstein?
Mm-hmm. People that hadn't talked to me on text in years reached out yesterday.
And I'm really proud that we're a part of his story.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because he was a friggin' Titan.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Rest in peace to John and to his family and friends. I don't know. I think that people could call in and tell stories if they want.
I think we're going to take some calls a little bit later. And one thing I want to say, and the reason I brought up the testimonial is there's a lot of on-air stuff, and that was the most of our relationship. But I looked back at this email he sent, and I wrote, "Hopefully the book will be worthy of such a great testimonial." That was my thank you to him. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Sure it will be." It wasn't like he wrote much.
Yeah.
But that was... at his core, he was a good guy. At his core,
100%.
He was a really good guy.
Here's what he definitely had. He had a massive heart.
Yep.
He had a huge heart.
Yep. Coming up next, one of his colleagues, Barry Svrluga, joins us from the Washington Post.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.